Hello there, and welcome to today's Loads Bubbling podcast from MTD. Today's programme looks at the concept of reverse engineering in sales. Now, if that sounds a bit technical, it can be, but we make it simple to follow. Our skills pill looks at how we can apply reverse engineering in your next call. And our Inspire Me quote today comes from Henry Ford, who has something to say about your competition. I'm Mark Williams of MTD. There's a lot to get through, so let's get going. Now, have you heard of reverse engineering, sometimes called back engineering? It's a process by which a man-made object is deconstructed to reveal its designs, architecture, or to extract knowledge from the object. The reverse engineering process in itself is not concerned with creating a copy or changing the product in some way. It's only used to analyze in order to find out design features from products with little or no additional knowledge about the procedures involved in their original production. Now, what has this got to do with us in sales? Well, think about what your prospect is actually looking for from you and your company. They don't just want your products or services from you. They might be looking to change the way they perform, or increase their profits using your services, or improve the quality of the results they obtain. And they believe that your company can provide them with the results that they want. So, what's our role in this? Well, top salespeople don't just turn up and pitch their products. They find out what's different about the future that the prospect is looking for. They do this by asking questions like, how will you know that our product is a success for you? What future results are you looking for from our services? What changes are you looking for that'll help you to improve results? Now, all these questions and many others that top salespeople ask are looking forward to a different future for the prospect. They're trying to see what will be different about the future that the prospect is anticipating by utilizing your products and services. Can you see that, in a way, this is like reverse engineering? You deconstruct the future opportunities the prospect is looking for to reveal that knowledge from their decision makers. Imagine they tell you that they want to increase profitability by 10% over the next year. By looking at what changes need to be put in place to achieve that goal, you work backwards from a year's time and see what has to happen for that result to be achieved. Can your products help them to increase profits? If so, how? In what way would your products be better at achieving those results than, say, a competitor's product? By discussing and agreeing the end result first, you start with the end in mind. Then you can reverse engineer the situation, working back from that end result, enabling the prospect to see how your solution can deliver the results that they are anticipating. Maybe you can save the prospect 10% of the cost of running the product. Maybe your product's return on investment is 10% greater than the ones that they are currently using. By finding out how the prospect will ensure the success of the use of your products or services, you enhance your chances of getting them to appreciate your value to them. Now remember, value isn't measured by how cheap your product is. It's measured by the returns the customer gets on the time and the money they invest in the product or service. By reverse engineering that process, you talk the customer's language and you allow the prospect to see the real value of what you offer, and you differentiate yourself from other salespeople who may only show up to pitch a product. Now, how can you actually have the conversation that helps you reverse engineer? Stay tuned to our skills pill to find out. Our skills pill today considers the steps needed to reverse engineer with a prospect. As we discussed earlier, reverse engineering takes the end situation and works backwards to find out how the end result was achieved. Now, many salespeople will think they already do this by talking about the benefits their products bring. For example, our widgets last 20% longer than the ones you're currently using, so you'll save money on servicing. Or, our insurance is 12% cheaper than the competition, so you win from day one. What reverse engineering does is go forward to a future time when the prospect will be able to measure the results they've obtained and then work backwards to ascertain what has to happen for those results to materialize. Now, practically, what does this actually sound like? Well, first, you ask the prospect what the future is that they're looking for. This could involve saving money, or increasing profits, maybe increasing productivity, or reducing staff turnover, being more competitive in the marketplace, or a myriad of other concepts. What you need to do then is to clarify the exact measurements that they'll be judging the results by. Are they looking for 10% increase in profits in 1 year, or reducing staff turnover by 40% in 2 years, or saving £15,000 in running costs over 3 years? You need to get some precision at this point. Next, when you know exactly the results that they're judging your products against, you can then work backwards to see how it can be achieved. Let's take an example. You could say something like this. So, Mr. Prospect, you're looking to reduce running costs by £15,000 over 3 years, is that right? Well, that averages around £5,000 a year, around £100 per week. Now, we've proved that our solutions will help you save around 15% on your current running costs, which equates to about £150 per week. On that basis, your savings will actually be about £7,500 a year, or over £22,000 over the 3 years. So if you're looking to save on running costs, this solution will save you more than you had anticipated. So in this example, by looking forward to the future results the prospect is looking for, you can then work backwards to see what has to happen for those results to be achieved. Try reverse engineering your next prospect's needs and see if it gives you the opportunity to build value in the solution that you have to offer. Now, our Inspire Me quote today comes from Henry Ford. And don't worry, it's nothing to do with black cars. Henry said, and I quote, "The competitor to be feared is one who never bothers about you at all, but goes on making his own business better all the time." End quote. Many salespeople take a lot of time researching their competitors and analyzing what they are doing to improve their products and services. They do this in case they get left behind and need to change things up. Henry Ford tells us to pay more attention to our own businesses. If you do that, it's your competitors who should be worrying about you, not the other way around. That's all for today's Loads Bubbling podcast, folks. Remember to keep your pipeline full, keep your motivation high, and offer more value than people pay you for. Till next time, this is Mark Williams of MTD wishing you a great day.